Watch, Washington State Trooper Quits Over Vaccine Mandate, Jay Inslee Can Kiss My Ass. By Nick Gilbertson on October 17, 2021. A viral video shows a Washington State Trooper saying Jay Inslee can kiss my ass. During his resignation as the Democrat governor's coronavirus vaccine mandate for state workers approaches its October 18 deadline. The video, which surfaced on the evening of October 16, surfaced just days before state employees will be prohibited from working unless they have shown they are fully vaccinated. "This is my final sign-off," the trooper says over his radio in the video. "After 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, I am being asked to leave because I am dirty. Numerous fatalities, injuries, I've worked sick. I've played sick. We buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. Thank you for that. I wish I could say more, but this is it, so State 1034. This is last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car, and Jay Inslee can kiss my ass," the trooper said. After a moment of radio silence, the operator said, "1034, thank you for your 22 years of service to the citizens of Washington State. You've taken on many roles in your time with the patrol. You've been a great role model and mentor for all of the young troopers serving in the area by sharing your knowledge and experience throughout the years," the operator later added. "Thank you for your service." The trooper then looks at the camera and said, "That's it," with a shrug. Inslee's order came on August 20 and has a far-reaching impact on state workers and healthcare workers. 1. Prohibitions. This order prohibits the following. A. Any worker from engaging in work for a state agency after October 18, 2021 if the worker has not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. B. Any state agency from permitting any worker to engage in work for the agency after October 18, 2021 if the worker has not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and provided proof thereof as required below. C. Any worker from engaging in work for the operator of an educational setting after October 18, 2021 if the worker has not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. D. Any operator of an educational setting from permitting a worker to engage in work for the operator after October 18, 2021 if the worker has not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and provided proof thereof as required below. E. Any healthcare provider from failing to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 after October 18, 2021, and F. Any operator of a healthcare setting from permitting a healthcare provider to engage in work for the operator as an employee, contractor, or volunteer in their capacity as a healthcare provider after October 18, 2021 if the healthcare provider has not been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 and provided proof thereof as required below. Providers who do not work in a healthcare setting must provide proof of vaccination to the operator of the facility in which the provider works, if any, or, if requested, to a lawful authority. A lawful authority includes, but is not limited to, law enforcement, local health jurisdictions, and the State Department of Health. The trooper is scheduled to discuss his resignation with conservative radio host Jason Rance of KTTH on Monday, October 18.